Bright Lights Pathfinders. We are all a bright light searching for the Pathfinder's way. Hello, I'm Kathy Cook, and I'm your host on Thursday evenings at 6 o'clock Pacific Time. That's 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So listen up and tune in to Station 1 on BBSRadio.com. It's a positive power production. Unique perfection evolves. Exquisite feelings awaken. Producing passion style.
Hello, we're on the air. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook. And tonight, on this July the 9th, 2009, we have with us Medicine Walker Bear. Hello, Bear.
Hey, how are you, Miss Kathy? How are you doing this evening?
Doing well. It's good to have you here.
That's good to be here.
Yeah,
it's been a while. I've been busy painting and getting ready. I got accepted into the Chicago Art Show this year for December, so I've been pretty busy doing a lot of painting and stuff. And right now I'm sitting in my backyard looking at the lake, watching the sunset, and listening to all the animals sing their final night call, and the birds are running on the lake getting food and just kind of chilling out with my friend.
A dragonfly fall on your, a blue one at that, on your last night, I heard.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was all black with like a cobalt blue spots all over it, and it just sat on my leg for quite a while. It was pretty intense.
Where was your camera?
In the house, but if I would have moved, it would have gone, so I just let it sit there, and it was so fine. The wings were just so delicate and fine, and they just glistened in the sun. They were just absolutely beautiful. It was really kind of one of those Kodak moments that you wished you had the camera and you didn't, you know?
Oh, you can see straight through them, I'm sure. They're like paper thin.
Oh, they are. They're so delicate.
I remember when Trace Dorado was coming to you to work with you, and the dragonflies just kept fluttering around.
Yeah.
Many years ago.
That was quite a while ago.
It was. Hey, Kim, you have are you still doing Blog Talk Radio?
Not as much, because I've been busy, really busy painting. So I haven't really been.
Yeah, what's all the angels that you're painting?
I've been painting angels. I've been guided to paint angels. And I'm doing my other work as well. But the angels have been coming to me for actually since Mom passed.
Uh-huh.
And they've been pretty strong, and I just kind of do them through meditation, and they come out what they are, and they're pretty amazing. They guide my hands to do the work, and very unique, not anything like I've done before. So it's a different vibrational energy off of them, definitely.
Yeah, the other night you called me Rain. That you usually call me Rain, and I said, hello, Moon. And then I told you that you needed to paint an angel in the trees with the moon behind it.
And I was already beginning that painting. I just hadn't completed it yet because I ran out of paint.
Get out of my head, woman.
Well, we've done that for a lot of years, haven't we?
How did we meet each other, though?
Gosh,
we've 10 years or so.
Yeah, almost 10 years. It'll be 10 years this October, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was, I don't remember when I didn't know you, you know. It's, we met online somewhere.
Was it an AOL, a spiritual room or something like that? Angels or something. I think it was Angels Room, Kim. Medicine Walker.
It could have very well been, because I think at the same time I was looking into dreams and visions that I had, and I was looking for answers, and I think that's how I found you. And we kind of found each other, and we've been, like, inseparable since.
Yeah.
And we did go through all that chat room talk of the early 90s.
We got out of it really quick.
Yeah, and then we went through that, and then that was kind of it. We don't really do much of that anymore, and because everything in the world kind of changed on the computers and got a little crazy, and then we all got busy with our lives, but we've always connected and kept in touch, so that's been good. We've met a lot of good friends.
Except for when I draw my circle.
Oh, yeah, well, okay.
Hello.
All right.
Hey, and what do you know about the knowing?
The knowing, what I consider the knowing from you is what you've taught me, and then what I have is similar but a little different. It's going within ourselves and listening to our God self.
Right.
And introspective kind of, it's a way that we communicate vibrationally with spirit, with God, who has many names. And it's just, I don't know, it's a continuing
growth. I know what I want to ask you with the knowing. Do you remember back about 6 months ago, well, it was before around Christmas, when, what's that noise?
That's my bird.
Oh, that's your bird, okay. When
the
you had to
pray
the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
and you were with all those women, do you remember that? Of course you do.
And
do you remember that?
With the Holy Spirit.
When remember when you were with that group that you went on that retreat with? And everybody, you were with that.
Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Tell that story. That is the most beautiful story.
Well, when I went down to, and he had, I went down, I was, Mom had just passed, and I had several people that were kind of trying to want to get me out of the house and out to do different things, and I kind of really didn't want to, and they kept saying, oh, you got to go here with me, you got to go there with me, and so I finally said, well, look, you know, he said, there's a seminar going on, and we should get you to go there. And I said, well, I don't really want to go anywhere. And they said, well, you got to go. You got to go. We keep hearing you got to go. So I said, okay. I said, I'll tell you what. If Creator clears it and everything's there and I've got the gas money and I've got this and that and I can go, I'll go. Well, within an hour, everything cleared, so I was able to go. So no more excuses for Kim. Kim had to go.
Uh-huh.
So we went down, and it was kind of a psychic development class 101, and it wasn't really something I wanted to do. But I went with my friends to kind of get out of the house, and the woman that was hosting it I've known for several years, and her work is pretty good. So Saturday we went through the one class, and going to go back on Sunday, and when I went back on Sunday, she was doing channeling. And I'm pretty skeptical with things and kind of watch and I listen. And she wound up doing channelings, and there was a total of nine of us as students that were in the class or participants that were taking the class. And she wound up channeling Mother Mary, and she went through several people with different channels, and then I decided, okay, I'm going to sit down and I'll let her channel for me. And it was a God moment, I guess. It was a moment for me that was huge. And she wound up channeling, and everybody thought Michael, Archangel Michael, was going to come through. And I didn't know what to expect. I had no expectations or anything. And I sat there, and she channeled, and Christ came through and said many things to me, and it was about 14 minutes or so, 15 minutes or so, talking with me and connecting with me and reminding me, and it was like no one else existed in the room. And one of the gals that was sitting with me next to me said all she could feel were thousands of angels, and it was very different in the room. And when it finished, I swore, when I had a hard time getting up, they had to get me up off the floor because I was sitting kind of Indian style. And I swore I was going to walk into another room, look in the mirror. My hair was going to be all white for what I heard and what I saw, but I felt completely whole. And I felt completely calm and at peace with self, and everything just kind of fell in place. And
if you tape recorded it, right?
Yeah, I did, and I didn't have the pain that I've had in my heart, kind of in my soul, a soulful pain along was completely gone. I was completely settled. And things have been very different since that moment, you know. Definitely a connection, definitely a different vibration. I don't expect anybody to believe or not believe. It really doesn't matter because it's my truth. It's what I know.
Knowing. That's the knowing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a knowing that you can't describe, that everybody has to find their own. That's the Christ center to me. It's just, you know.
Well, it reconnected me. It definitely reconnected me, and I don't feel alone that way anymore. I know, and I'm not, I was born and raised Catholic, and I've had many religions and friends around me that have different views and different religions, and to me, and, you know, we've had this discussion before, there's never one wrong religion or one right religion, as long as, you know, you find your inner spirit and connect with your God self.
In a controlled environment.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And it's like religion to me is going to like a controlled thing. Almost like, I love to go to school. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to go to, you know, different congregations or whatever. But the thing that gets me is to be controlled and saying you can't go any other way. Or you
mm-hmm.
can't do this way or you can't do that way. When who's to say? Who's to say it's exact? When everybody has their own personal relationship with God. Yeah?
Yeah, it's truly to walk unconditionally without judgment and truly unconditionally love, you know. It's a hard thing to do sometimes, but it really does give you a connection and a sense of peace to do that.
Right.
It's actually a pretty amazing feeling when you surrender to it and embrace it. It's
in the non-judgmental.
Yeah.
You know, people that like the situation that's been going on in both of our lives. The more Christ-centered we get, it seems the more people like to slander. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, and you know,
people like to tear a person down.
I don't.
The more centered and the more spiritual I get, I notice the more weeding out I need to do with people in my life.
Yeah, I don't understand why it happens. I just know it does, and I've gotten to the point where I've thought about it, and I love everybody, and I let it go, and it's their path. It is what it is, you know. If that's what they have to think to make them feel better, then that's what they think.
Right.
And I
know that I need to not feed into it, and I need to, you know, feed into other people's stuff. I need to stay on my path. And I learned today, Medicine Walker, that I do know for a fact that I don't say bad things about other people, but they say things pretty rough about me sometimes. And I do throw that back up at them, that they what they say, you know. And I don't need to be. I don't even need to feed that. And right now, I'm just going to place out in that energy ball all the things that people have said about anybody and everybody that are in the negative realm about for any reason. And I'm going to place forgiveness in there. I forgive them, and I ask them to forgive themselves. And I ask myself to forgive them, and I forgive them, and I forgive myself, and all the forgiveness in the world. And let's start fresh right now. With a clean slate for forgiveness. What do you place in that energy ball?
I place everything that is negative in my life and everything that people have, that they have taken as negative from me. And I ask for forgiveness for them. I ask for forgiveness for me and a clean slate. And no judgment, and I love everybody, and I just hope from this day forward we can move ahead.
Exactly.
And not dwell in the past, but live in the moment, as you always tell me.
To learn from each other is one thing I have learned. And whatever a person speaks out there. You know, it's interesting about a red candle, you know, and working with red. Red is very passion is strong. And as much love as you have for a person, the deepest hatred that candle can hold, that red. And we have to be very, very careful with red. And
we have to be very careful with things that we put out there, period. And red's a very, very powerful color.
Red is the most powerful. It's like the blood. It's like the vein. It's like everything. And, you know, Kim, last week I was talking on the show about stars, the different types of stars. And not too long ago, I don't know if you know about this red candle that was placed in a red star crystal, and this person prayed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You remember
that? It's been a while, but I do remember it. Yes, I do.
And you remember what happened?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, you know, that's been pondering on me today. And I don't want anything, you know, to be talked about with that situation, but red is very powerful. And people need to realize that they're the ones that place things out there, you know, and their wishes and thoughts. And it's not me or anybody else that places those things out there. It's that person, you know, that there's, my mother used to say, if I have thought it and I have wished it, it's just as much as doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not as powerful, but it's just as powerful as you speak it out there. And
we do create it. We do create it. You know, we do create it. What we put out there, those thoughts, and we create what's around us, and we create what we desire and what we want and how our life is, whether it's negative or positive.
It's specific, right?
Mm-hmm.
In what they're wanting or desiring, that universe is going to try to bring it back into you as many different ways as it can.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's there to please and try to understand it. You know, it'll just keep bringing it back.
It definitely does, and it's definitely not something to be thought of lightly.
Like, let's just wipe everything clean with the whole universe by just breathing a couple of deep breaths in. Blow them out. Breathe in. Blow them out. Let's just light up really calmly, really peacefully into the atmosphere for a second. Let's just light really calmly and peacefully. Just let everything play freely. Just shake all the negativity off of each person, each place, each thing, each creature, each living being in this universe. Just let all stress and worries melt their freedom. Let everything just shake for them. There's nothing in existence but love in this world. Nothing in existence but just freedom, peace, and tranquility. Just look around in your universe. Now bring into your universe all the good and the glory and the joy. And the humility, and the prosperity, and the love and kindness that you speak. Only speak towards others what you want to happen with you. Everyone, that the active listening audience of BBS Radio, the communication mode, all the goodness and glory of what you want others to think and feel of you, what you speak of others, what you think of others, what you place out there, is what you think of yourself, and always shape them to you. Whoa, that felt good.
Yes, it did.
Whoa, that felt great. I feel like a different person.
Feels clean. It feels clean.
Oh, it feels fresh and clean. It's so clean. Oh, it feels like my friend Renee that called, that was a childhood friend from church. She called about an hour. We talked a good hour before the show. And I haven't talked to her since she, oh gosh. She came to Ashley's wedding, but we didn't get a chance to talk much. She came to all the festivities, but our friend Doug Bell that used to do WBT radio and WBTV television, just ran into him at a restaurant, him and his wife, about a month or so ago, and they passed along a note to her, and so she called, and it was just so good to hear from her. And she said she was in a waterfall. I did the color and the animal. You know, people don't know that I do that on this radio station. You know, the different ways I read.
You do a lot of things, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think people really know how I am.
You're a very gifted person with a very well-rounded personality, and you share, and you're open, and your heart's always open to everybody, and you walk your talk, and I'll tell you what, there's not anybody I know that can match you as far as your heart energy and your vibration, because that's all you ever walk with is God's love. And I will tell you right now, because I have to share this moment with you, because you can't see it, so I have to describe it. As I'm watching the lake right now, and we did this clearing, or you did this clearing, and I was engulfed with light and feeling really comfortable, and I look up, and the entire sky has changed from a brilliant orange to a brilliant hue of corals and pinks and soft light, and it plays out across the lake, and the swans are out in the middle of the lake, and it is just absolutely warm and engulfing right now.
Oh, Kimberly.
It is just absolutely stunning. It's almost like God put his finger to a palette and just, you know, created this beautiful scene of serenity out on the lake right now. It's absolutely
stunning. Now I'm just going to hear what I feel. Within this moment of the day, when the sun rises and falls, God is majestically finger painting those colors for you on his heavenly walls. And he is calling for his angels to sing, Kumbaya, Kumbaya, Kumbaya calls. For the sweet words falter far beyond sound, in only a rhythm for Kimberly Medicine Walker Bear, that you will soon have found. Kimberly, I love you, girl.
I love you too, Sister Kathy. I love you with all my heart.
Oh, God, what a great day. It's been a clearing day. So
yes,
like,
it has.
Yeah.
Yes, it has, and it feels good.
It feels very good. Hey, tell me something.
Mm-hmm.
You, when you paint, you've been painting with palette knives.
Mm-hmm.
And your palette knives have broken. What?
Yes. How did I what?
Why do you think that is? You've been using that same palette knife for years, right?
Yeah, I've had that palette knife for probably 15 years. And everything I've used it for hasn't been as strong as what's coming out right now, and I think it was completely done because it's time to get new ones and put new energy into the new paintings. And I have a feeling that it's going to be that way with these palette knives too, because the colors and everything that are on these are so vibrational. I've never done anything with just palette knives.
Well, I love your angels because they don't have faces.
That's how I see them, though.
Actually, the angels look like that sun. You know, they have that orange and that pink hue to them.
They're very vibrant. Some of them are soft and subtle, and some of them, but they're all very true.
And aren't you painting the one with the purpley pink hue in the background right now?
Mm-hmm.
With the moon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one's quite amazing. That one's all purples and pinks, and it's
what's
going to
name that one?
I won't know till I'm done. I won't know till I'm done.
Yeah.
So every one of them that's come, I've done. I've had Gabriel that I did. I did Uriel. I did Uziel, Uziziel, and that was funny because I really don't know the names of the angels. I really, truly don't. I know they're there. I see them. I feel them. But I really don't. And then I did that. The last painting I did was the Trinity. It's called Trinity, and that one just kind of blew my socks off when it was done. And I'm not usually that way about my work, but that work is guided to God, so it's pretty unique. But I've been painting with palette knives now just for probably about the past 8 months. Even my animal series that I did, and I'm not used to doing painting that way, but that's how I've been kind of guided to do it, so that's how I've been painting, and it's unique. It's a lot of fun. It's on gesso board, and, you know, it's like kind of how you do different stuff. You go through your phases, you know, that
yeah,
piece
I do all kinds of artwork, man. I think I'm getting ready to do pottery.
Pottery? Well, I like the painting you did on the wood. On your big piece of wood.
Oh, when the termites ate the wood and I let the termites ate.
Yeah, that was awesome.
All kinds of stuff came out in that thing, didn't it?
Yeah, that was just amazing to me.
Yeah.
I know, I remember when Tracy and I, you sent it to us, a picture of it so we could look at it. We were just absolutely floored at what was on that. When you were working on it, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, the soulmates had three eyes, but it was a man, a woman, and they were sharing one eye.
Mm-hmm.
They were sharing the nose, but you could see that they were two different people. It was really crazy. And they were riding the horse.
And now you want to do pottery.
Okay. Yeah, but I've already done all the paintings I can do, and the three dimensionals that take 2 and 3 years to make one painting. And yeah, I'm going to do some pottery now. I've already done pottery there. I took them at college, so I know how to do it. I'm just going to do it.
Oh,
I think I'm going to make a, you know, my kiln out in the yard.
Well, that's the luxury of living where you do.
That's it, right?
Michigan, I don't have that luxury because we have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we've got
a good part of the year.
Yeah, we've got the barn out there and stuff. So.
That'd be amazing. I'll have to come up and watch you do that.
Yeah, I like to make stuff with my hands. But I was going to ask you if you wanted to take some call-ins and maybe do some intuitive inputs together.
Oh, sure.
Okay, I'm going to give out the call-in numbers.
Okay.
This is Station 1. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, also known as Chassie Hill. And this is Medicine Walker Bear that is joining me tonight on www.bbsradio.com. If you're not on the main page and you're just actively listening, the worldwide number is toll-free 888-815-9756. That, again, worldwide is 888-815-9756. You can give us a call. We'll give you a little intuitive input there. The line one is actually, that number is 530-327-7602. And the rest of the numbers you can find on www.bbsradio.com. Give us a call. We'll give you a little intuitive input. Well, girlfriend, what would you like to discuss?
I know.
What about what we were talking about last night? Oh, my gosh.
That was the stars and the sun.
That was crazy.
That was really crazy.
I was telling you about my dream. Go ahead. Tell it.
Oh, well, you were talking about going up to the
Mothership. It was
the mothership, and it was the mother that came out, and she was, and I don't even remember what the words were that
she
you
had a
used.
Face, and she looked like she had the Statue of Liberty spikes on her head, and I was telling about it in my show last week, but it was a dream that I had a long time ago, And then somebody on a page put up that YouTube, and I showed it to you. And then you found the thing.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're showing me this. This is just too wild. And you're like, what? I go, oh, wait, I got to go get it. I got to go find it. I says, I can't believe it. I just picked this up, and I just read about this. And what it was,
LENRA in it.
It was wild because I had been talking a friend of mine, Cynthia Jordan, who's a wonderful, wonderful woman, and she does some shows on Blog Talk and Watch. She's been talking about the Divine Feminine, and she had a guest on her show who is absolutely amazing, and I highly recommend if anybody gets the chance to.
He's got a call. Hello.
Oh, okay.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hello.
Yes, I'm calling to talk to Bear.
Hi.
Is this Bear?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were talking on the radio.
Yeah, we are.
Well, I'm just calling into your show to get an intuitive reading.
And who's this?
My name is Rhonda Hayes.
Hi, Rhonda. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well.
Excellent. Am I getting a clear signal with you?
Yeah, I can hear you pretty good. Kathy, can you hear her?
Oh, it's okay. It's going in and out, but it's probably my phone system.
Sometimes when you have your computer on in the background, if you turn that off or down, you'll get a better signal.
Okay, I turned the sound down completely as if you were on the radio. And
okay.
I walked away from the computer.
That's the
telephone. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, we hear you great. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead, Medicine Walker Bear.
Well, what's your question this evening?
Okay, well, I would like to get a career going. I've been in this disability mode and mentally and physically, and I would like to do a photography career, and starting with nothing, and I'm wondering if I have that ability to get this up and running properly and continue with it in a positive way. It would have to be on my own completely, it seems.
Well, I can tell you from a standpoint of what I've done with my life, okay? I have a disability, and I have not looked
at... Yes, I have a separated shoulder and a torn rotator cuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's created some other physical problems, and I've been trying to get Social Security disability for 4 years, and I don't take their medicines and things, and so, yeah, it's been quite a spiral downward, and I'm ready to break out of that cycle and just move forward, be the best spirit that I can be here on in 3D.
Well, I think that if you can embrace that and you can walk ahead of it and you set your mind to do it, you can do whatever you want to do. I know what it's like to not want to take the meds because I don't take them either. I was in the same shoes you were in. I was in the same shoes you were in, and Kathy's been there too, we all know. And it's kind of the power of what you want to put forward. You have to make those decisions yourself to be able to say, this is not how I want to live my life. I need to make a change and actually embrace it and do it. I think you have the strength to do it because obviously you're calling and speaking about it. I feel that if you keep in touch with what's inside you and like what Kathy and I have been talking about this evening, the knowing of kind of getting your vibration different, leaving the negative thoughts behind, I think everything will fall into place. Social Security, as many people know, is not an easy thing to deal with to get. You're not always...
I also think being in that system and going through that process is extremely negative to the spirit of a person. And I found it very, I hate to say the word evil, but it felt extremely negative.
It is.
The people, the lawyer, the
nothing. Yeah, they make you feel like you're not a worthy human being.
Trying to discuss this with doctors and their own attitude towards it as well, and then trying to really take a proactive attitude towards my health care with them, and they just want to dispense these medicines that really are bad. They seem to do more harm than any good.
Well, I know with mine, they pretty much give them to you to mask the pain, and that's about all they do.
And the what?
They mask the pain. That's what the pills that I was given to for my disease was, they mask the pain.
Well,
they don't take it away.
Let's talk a little bit about your beautiful photography.
Oh, I like
what
that.
What is it that you
okay.
I really see black and white photography. I see a lot of people walking on the streets. I see random photography. I see using a 35 millimeter. I see you working in a dark room. I see you being extremely fast with your photography. Working about getting a portfolio together and just putting those pictures out there, overexposing them. And do you know what else I see? Believe it or not, I see you've taken a class in the old-fashioned, believe it or not, you're going to scrape this money together. It's going to be about $112. And you're going to go and take $112. You're going to go and take a basic photography 35 millimeter class at a little community college, and you are going to stop at that. And you're going to take, when you're learning to develop that film, girl, you're going to take in the middle of that film, this is what I learned to do, and I'm going to give you my secret. When you are taking that developer, and you're getting ready to pour the first developer out, and you're getting ready to put the water in, you're going to put ice water in there. It's going to crack the film. And it's going to make little crackles all over the film. You're going to shake it up really fast, and then you're going to pour it out.
Digital photography, and that just amazes me that I've been considering, should I just go back to 35 millimeter?
That's what you're going to do.
Nobody does it. Very few do it anymore.
And you're going to have one of those big black, but it's going to have paints and pictures all over the, it's going to be like a patent leather thing, girl. You're going to be swinging that thing up and down the street, and you are going to get it, and you're going to make it big.
I'm going to need to make some notes here real quick. That's just exciting as can be.
It's exactly what you want. It is exactly where you're going, and you're going to have those shoes on that you love. You're not going to put on anything but that comfort and that good.
Get out there and do it with strangers.
You know you got it going on.
Yeah.
And you know it's good.
Thank you.
And you know it.
That so much.
And your hair and everything else is already there.
Not completely.
Oh, shoot, girl, you are there.
And I can do it.
You know you can do it. It's already done. You see it in your
colleges.
You know you see it in your vision already.
It's working.
It's working, and the schedule's right. You know it's right.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate what y'all have said.
Oh, anytime.
I'm very grateful to you.
Hey, let us know. Let us know what happens.
Okay. Well, this is the first time I've heard your show.
When you get real big.
So I thought I'd try to find you and listen.
Hey, you're a bright light, and you are on the Pathfinder's way.
Thank you.
You're your own bright light.
Too.
That's why it's plural. It's everybody's bright lights.
Now we can just all recognize that at the same time.
Connect from within. Just connect from within.
What's your name again?
Rhonda.
Hey.
Rhonda. Well, God love you, girl. We'll be praying for you. Hey,
thank you.
Some strong
you too.
Okay. Many blessings.
Bye-bye. I'm going to turn your show back up.
Okay, bye-bye.
Photography.
Isn't that great? I love photography.
Wondrous photography. I used to do photography, and your photography is amazing.
Well, thank you. You
love
my school photography.
I love your squirrels.
I know you do.
I love my squirrels.
I know that little series of squirrels, the little medicine, the little squirrels are eating together, the little brothers.
Yeah, they are.
I've got a series of so many. God, I've been taking photography since I was in sixth grade. I've got maybe five different cameras. I don't know.
And how many people nowadays, they just don't use film. They all do the digital, and I just love film, you know. And people are like, why do you still use film? And it's like, man, film's the best. Don't you love film?
Wanda is going with film. She's going black and white film, and she is making it. She's going to do odd things that people don't do anymore, like streets and dark. I see nightlife. I see her doing a lot of nightlife. You know,
bringing the old back to new, right?
Full buildings and people. I see fast walking streets and, you know, downtown stuff.
Mm-hmm. Bringing the old back to new.
Huh?
Bringing the old back and making it new again.
Exactly. She's going to turn the era around. Watch and see. Remember that name.
Yep.
What was her last name? Started with a P?
I didn't hear her last name. I just heard her first name.
Remember Rhonda. Rhonda.
Yep.
But she's going to be Rhonda's photography or Rhonda Flair. A Rhonda Flair. Oh, no. Rhonda Flair.
She's going to have to make sure she calls you again and lets you know how well she's doing.
You better. Rhonda, you hear that? You better call back, girl. You got it going on.
I want to see it. I want to see the work.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see the work.
I can literally see it because she can see it so well. She was one of the callers that calls in, and she can see her vision so well that it's already there.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I paint. That's an awesome gift to have.
Actually see it. She knows it, and she can taste it and feel it. Well, call in and get your intuitive input. The call-in number, again, is toll-free worldwide, 888-815-9756. That's Bear Medicine Walker as my guest host. And I am Bright Lights Pathfinders. This is Tassie Hill, also known as Kathy Cook. Now, I want to tell you, Kimberly, you know that my brothers and sisters couldn't call me Kathy. They called me Tassie.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I got my name, Tassie. And my maiden name is Hill.
Mm-hmm.
My married name is Cook.
Mm-hmm.
I know they got BBS Radio has me up as Tassie Hill because the World Wide Web where I teach knows me as Tassie Hill, but my family knows me as Kathy Cook, and a lot of people know me as Kathy Cook.
And I know you as my crazy sister, the crone.
Yes, you nag, I know.
And you call me the nag, so
Yeah, you nag on me all the time. Hey, well, how's my pipe coming that you're carving?
It's coming good. It's slow, but it's getting there. I've been mostly painting, so I've got the dragonflies done on it.
Have you? Oh, and then you saw the dragonfly yesterday, so there you have it.
Yeah, the dragonfly's there, and I'm working on the rose currently. So it'll be a nice piece when it's done.
Oh, I enjoyed talking to your friend Sharon the other night. She's got some good gifts that are coming her way.
Yeah, she's changing her motion and direction she's doing, so she's on a great traveling mode right now. I got a lot of my friends are doing that. Everybody I know is kind of in a
Kimberly, you went on a little speak to today to the reservation, right?
I went up to we had something in town. They had a storytelling time, and we had a it was a Native American Day, and I got asked to go up and speak. And see my friends and just kind of say hey. And they were teaching kids how to do dream catchers, and there was some of our elders were there doing storytelling, and they were making tobacco pouches to hand out to the elders that were helping to set up. And it was quite a nice day up there. It was up by the big lake, and a lot of people were gathering, and I just stopped in for a few minutes to say hi to everybody, so it was nice seeing everybody.
You know what I wish they would bring back more of? The weaving, the basket weaving. I took basket weaving back in the 70s.
It's a lost art.
Yes,
there's actually few people.
You have to keep those reeds wet.
Yeah, it's a lot of it's kind of, they call it, a lot of it's kind of quilling as well. They use quilling with it, and they use sweetgrass with it. There's not a lot of people that are left, the elders that do it. And when you go and you're working with them, in order to learn how to do it, you need to sit with them. They don't really instruct you, like, here's a step one, step two, step three, step four. It's kind of a, you go and sit down and watch, and then you go back again and sit down and watch, and then you go back and sit down and watch again.
It was harder to start it than it was to weave it.
Yeah, and then
the bottom.
At some point in time, you kind of learn, and they show you, and then it's just by practice. So it's a hard art. It's not something I have patience for.
You know,
same way with
probably
feeding.
I think I know how to do everything, but I'm 53 years old.
53 years young.
I've been around the block a couple of times, and I did take 163 credit hours in college. So while my kids were in school, I went to school. And it's not that I know everything, because I know nothing. I just know whatever I want to know for that moment, this moment. I just love to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. Everybody knows as much as I do. And then everybody teaches me. And that's what it is all about, is learning from one another and giving it back out there. Because if I didn't have it to give back out there, I'd never have anything to hold. You know?
Yep. Well, you know, we all can learn something. That's every day I learn something.
Man, isn't that the truth?
It's a good thing.
You know what was interesting with me when I went to the sweat lodges, and they asked me to make prayer ties for my son?
Mm-hmm.
And we had to cut the he asked me to make little one-inch square ties.
Yeah, red ties.
Seven red ties, and put a little pinch of tobacco in.
Mm-hmm.
Seven white ties, put a little pinch of tobacco in, and seven black ties. And then I had to take the 21 inches of cord, a little string, and I could not cut it.
No.
And that was the hardest friggin' thing to do, was to tie things a half an inch apart or a quarter of an inch apart without cutting the string. My tongue must have looked like it was twisted all up in there, coming out the side of my mouth to make those prayer ties to hang over in that sweat lodge. And then when he said, "All you strong women in this dark room, in this thing," I said, I'm not. And you're not allowed to stand up to get out. And I was like, I'm not strong. I thought Bridget was going to die. Bridget Munn. She brought me up there, and I ended up being the keeper of the door for a while because I just wasn't ready to be in that sweat lodge because it was dark and hot because they cooked those rocks for 3 days.
Oh, yeah, the grandmas and grandfather's stones.
And they
heat
up the pit, and I mean, it was hot, Kim. It was, But those prayer ties worked. I mean, whatever was going on with my son, I mean, he ended up being the valedictorian of the school and finishing, like, ranking really high in school and all this stuff. And he was just a great kid. He was just going through some stuff that I wanted him to get himself together. He prayed for me, you know, through Jesus Christ, which is what I wanted him to pray to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the Carl, the medicine man, valued that, the guy that did the sweat lodge.
Mm-hmm.
That's really neat. You know, that they do what your wishes are. So, we've got like maybe 5 minutes left, maybe. What would you like to put out there, Kim? Miss Bear?
I would
listen to my southern. Northern.
Well, tonight I would like to put a special prayer out for you, for a blessing that you're in my life, and I love you with all my heart, and for my daughter, who I also love with all my heart, and for all my friends that have walked through my life and walked out of my life and into my life, and for all the people that have passed into the spirit realm, you're all a part of my heart and always will, and the lessons that you've taught me I hold, and I send you all love and peace.
Thank you, Wow, that's a really great one. I don't know how to top that except for the people that have been in my life that are hurting, and that hurt so deeply that need to say things about others that they need to look at themselves and be healed, totally healed, that they only want to say good things about other people. And no more gossiping in the world, and no more strife in the world. And the animals, oh my God, the beautiful animals, and these little kittens that I have outside that are strays, and the mother cat, and my little puppy Wuppy, Girly Whirly, and all the animals that they feel okay, and the people, like you said, that have passed, and the ones that are the elderly. I love the elderly and the little children. They teach us the middle in between age, what's going on, that we sit and listen to the wisdom of the elderly and the innocence of the young children. And with that, Kim, I just ask that you give a little bit of a meditation of some breathing and, you know, tell me what you see out and what you've learned in the past, maybe tonight's show.
Well, I've learned that we live in the moment. I've learned that my sister is always here, as I hope she knows I am always here for her as well. I've learned that what we put out there into the universe, we have to be very careful with. All people do, because it can affect life in many different ways, and it's best to keep a positive attitude, because if we put positive out and goodness out, that's what returns to us. And I believe in finding inner peace and connecting with the knowing on a higher vibrational level to allow unconditional love and no judgment with people around me and in my life. And I pray that everybody can learn to find themselves in that unconditional love position and walk that talk, and the world would be a much better place.
That's beautiful. You know, I learned to breathe and stay in the moment, and then after breathing and just taking a few moments to take those deep breaths, how the sunset changed and how the moment of the day changed and how we can actually write a lyric to that moment of the day and actually see the beauty and see things differently out of our eyes and smell things differently and feel things differently from attention, from the tenseness that was at the beginning of the feelings of everything and how we calmed it down with the deep breath and tranquility of a little bit of a meditation that was only 2 or 3 minutes long. And I learned that your patience and your calmness that you have, but also the excitement and how we felt like we've known each other forever and ever and ever and a day, but also that we'd known each other just an inkling of a second. And I also was brought back to your mother, your sweet, precious mother, was brought back to when you first felt Christ and how wonderful that precious moment was. And I was brought back to all walks of life and what you've been doing over the past. And I was brought back to friends that I haven't seen in years or really gotten to know it, and the newness of the friendships that are rekindling, and Rhonda and her beauty of her photography that she's going to go through, and the energy ball. And we touched on the knowing, and we touched on the animals, and we touched on the rocks. We touched on the beautiful angels, and the paintings, and the artistic abilities that all have in us. We touched on the healings and the forgiveness and staying in the moment and focusing in on ourselves. And we touched on how we learn from one another and how we also learn to be able to give out, to be able to receive back. And Kimberly, we close at 5 minutes till the hour, and we have just a few seconds left. And I just want to thank you for being on the show. And I hope you come back really soon.
I love you very much, and it's always a pleasure to spend time with you.
I love you too, sister. And with that, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a pleasure. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, and we are off the air.